My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, finally.
Aww. Don't be grumpy. This is Theo's song. Yeah. You can't be upset when you hear this song. It's Beef. He's running in the grass. How cute is this?
I love Theo.
I love him so much.
How much more?
How much more do you love the Beef than Bitsy?
A lot more.
Bitsy's the worst dog ever.
A lot more.
Such a shitty shit dog. We still love Missy though.
No, she's good, but
she's still a puppy.
There's no comparison.
She every 10 seconds she has something different in her mouth. The other day I caught her with a piece of broken glass in her mouth, chewing on it like it's a toy.
She chews rocks, nails.
Resilient though, so far no trip to the vet for it. Knock on wood.
Any shows you want to plug?
Oh, I want to plug. Well, I mean, look, it's far in the future.
It's okay. Plug it anyways.
Oh, I'll plug it.
Oh, my God.
At what? Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up.
It's okay.
I'm slow. We're slow today. Let's be honest. Are you as tired as I am?
I'm sick.
Oh. All right, here we go. April 1st through 2nd, Flippers Comedy Club in Sperm Bank, California. April 1st to 2nd, April 20th, I'm doing one night at the Ventura Comedy Club, 8 p.m. show, and then May 27th through 28th, the Comedy Store in La Jolla, California. La Jolla.
When are you going out there, huh?
La Jolla, right?
Yeah, La Jolla.
La Jolla. That should be fun.
It'll be great.
Yeah. And then, oh, that's Deep Bro. I'm talking about the dark side of the force this week.
What gave you that idea?
Watching Fart Wars with you. We watched Revenge. Was it the Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
I loved it. I just love it. Don't you think Darth Vader's the coolest?
Yes. Yes.
Would you rather be him or Luke Skywalker?
Vader. I mean, I'd rather be evil.
Yeah. You're almost there.
Yeah, I want to kill people and stuff.
I know you do. We'll talk about your artwork. Let's talk about it.
In a little bit. So peep this. I'm going to Shart Lake City. What is it called?
Shart Lake.
Shart Lake City.
Good
in,
one.
In Utah, February 5th and 6th. Those tickets are moving, so get them now. And then February 26th and 27th, I am doing Stand Up Live. In Fart Licks, Arizona.
Fart Licks, not Fart Nicks. That's a new one.
Yeah.
I like Fart Licks.
You like it?
Yeah.
So I'll be there this...
Fart Licks.
February.
February. You got to say both R's.
Yeah. February. And then I go to... I'm going to Tacoma, Sacramento, and Cleveland.
Ooh.
All coming up.
Are you going to eat at a restaurant in Cleveland?
Of course.
What's that shit called?
Green Tavern, I think.
Oh my God. That is the best restaurant in the country.
It's so fucking delicious.
Well, my favorite restaurant outside of anything in LA.
Yeah. Man, I gotta take a shit.
Really?
Let's get through this stuff, but yeah, I'm gonna have to stop this. Give me my second crazy shit.
I know why. The green smoothies. You've had two in 24 hours.
Let's not talk about it. Let's just fucking go.
Are you crazy? You should have turned it down. I told you. Well, I didn't tell you. In my head, I told you not to drink it.
Man, I'm fucking...
You got a shit.
I'm seeing colors right now. Oh, man.
What do you think it's going to be like?
It's going to be real bad.
Oh, can I guess the number?
Yeah.
6. I bet it's a 6.
It feels like a 6. You know when you can feel it inside of you? You go...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be really bad.
It's urgent.
It's an urgent matter.
I can't wait to hear all about it. This is your second 6 of the day.
Oh, man.
It's the green smoothies. You can't handle vegetables.
You know what? We got to stop. I got to go. We'll have to re-pick this up in a second. Man.
I don't want to deprive anybody of the story.
And we're back.
So let's walk me through it.
Before our sponsors get what they pay for. That was an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a green smoothie right before we left. I'm sick. So yeah. We should divulge that. I got a respiratory infection. Second one in a month.
Cool. I know. That's good. It's good with a newborn in the house, too. I'm panicked 24/7 that he's going to get it now.
You act like I got it from, like, smoking.
From AIDS.
Or hanging out.
Yeah, you did. It's totally voluntary. So go ahead. So,
any hoodles. I've been sick, I'm on meds, and I've been drinking smoothies because I'm trying to get like just good stuff into me.
Yeah.
And I drank one last night.
But the one you made us last night was a little suspect because it made me nauseous. I couldn't really eat after.
Really?
Yeah. Fucked me up a little bit.
I had the same thing. I felt fine.
Did you just put the greens in there? And
then there was like a superfoods powder.
That's what it is. That's what it is. The powder. It's that plant one that the nutritionist gave me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He told me, he's like, it fucks up people. He didn't say fuck, but he's like, it messes up people's stomachs. So be careful. If it doesn't mess you up, great. But he's like, that will make you go to the bathroom a lot.
Remember when we were on that juicing fix?
Yeah.
And I had that super green stuff?
Yeah.
That made me just shart. Immediately.
Right. So this powder, it's probably the powder. Does it give you cramping?
We're kind of leaving out the fact that we're like today that I had a smoothie and then a burger.
Right. Yeah, but that's like every day for you. But I don't think burgers affect you the way greens do.
That's true.
If we're going to do an autopsy on this shit.
Yeah. Veggies have a much bigger impact.
Fried things and veggies.
Yeah. I'm not good with either of those.
So you shit here at the office.
Oh, my God. You don't understand.
Liquid.
It was hot liquid. It was hot fire.
6 or 7?
It was about 6.5. I mean, there was a little solid, but it was mostly... Yeah.
Do you want to lay down? Are you tired?
I want to tap out for sure.
What was the cleanup like?
The cleanup was... it was a little bit... I don't know if I cleaned up, actually.
Did
I wipe?
What do you mean?
I think I forgot to wipe.
No.
Nah, it was fine. It was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
How was the paper? Was it on the paper a lot?
Yeah. But it's actually easier to clean those up than a thicker, mushier one.
That's true, because when I have 5.5s, that's why I have to go into the shower, because they're kind of chunky. That's the problem.
And can I point something out here?
Then you smush it against your asshole. I hate that.
About... too many ads before the pre-roll. Right. There's no ad yet. You're getting a show right now, okay? It's almost 8 minutes in. We haven't done an ad, and we're in full show mode. Don't bust our balls.
Well, because life takes over, though, Tom.
I know.
Life is art. Art is life.
So you would take that mess that I made, let's say, straight to the shower?
Absolutely.
No wipes?
No.
You're a fucking maniac. You're a savage.
But here's what I do for like a 5.5. If there's a little chunky, I do wipe. I do one wipe, two wipes to investigate it, and then I go straight to the shower. Because what's the point? I'll be wiping all day.
Oh. Oh. You're so grody, man.
But it's better than... It's going to rub your culo raw if you keep wiping and wiping and wiping. Uh-huh. Especially if it's a hot diarrhea.
Yeah, especially.
You know what, though? You're like a bear. You know how bears, they eat stuff? They're like, nom, 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 and then they go, oh, that was bad. Blah. and then but they don't learn the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you just keep eating the same stuff over and over, and you never learn the lesson. Never learn. Right? Like with sushi, you always order the same thing that gives you diarrhea.
Wipe gates.
I forgot about wipe gates. Or when we go to eat breakfast at that place here.
Yeah.
And you always, always have to shit after. But you keep ordering the same thing.
No, I do learn. It just takes me longer. Like, I just need to experience bad results with something like 400 or 500 times, and then I learn.
You know, not a quick learner.
I am a quick learner. I got it.
What did you learn today?
It's not good to have the green smoothie with all the superfoods.
It's the powder. I know it.
All right, jeans.
All right.
You ready to do this?
I'm ready. How's your asshole?
It's pretty good.
Is that stinging?
No, it doesn't sting.
Well, then you're fine.
I know.
Was it hot?
You know, it was just like, it was gurgly and loose. I feel like I could probably have another one.
But it wasn't hot.
It wasn't hot. It wasn't, no.
That's the worst. When you get like a hot runner.
Yeah.
I can't even wipe that off.
Wow, you're really in. You're fired up today. Let's start the show, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go, man. Here we go.
Sure.
First of all, niggas. Y'all need to learn how to eat motherfucking pussy. Bitch.
Oh, my God.
Ain't worried about why bitches be taking your bitch on the cool because, bitch, y'all don't know how to eat pussy, bitch. You get down there and you think that if you lick the little hole and stuff, like, you serve the purpose, bitch. Let me tell you one fucking thing. When you're eating pussy, bitch, the hole is so motherfucking irrelevant, bitch. You don't have no motherfucking idea, bitch.
Okay.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I feel like I got so good at painting that I should take up guitar now.
At painting?
Like painting, you know, like making paintings, like as an artist.
Oh my God.
So that I feel like I can do more than, like, should take on another thing.
You know how you look like just now when you did the guitar?
Who?
That guy in Sopranos that played in the E Street Band.
Stevie? Little Stevie.
Yeah. You look like him.
No, I fucking don't.
You look exactly like him.
I don't look like that fucking retard. I hate the E Street Band.
I know.
I hate that fucking actor.
I know. That's why I said it.
You're such a jerk. Why would you do that?
It's retard.
Why would you be such a retard?
Well, you're saying that because you're such a good artist. You're such a good artist.
Retarded.
Now you've moved on to becoming an air musician?
No. I mean, I think, here's the thing. I don't think playing guitar is that big of a deal.
Right.
I think that, like, because I'm already
super easy.
I'm so in sync when I hear music.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a big difference between playing air guitar and playing real guitar.
You know what's interesting? You're adapting some of Steven Seagal's personality. I think that you guys have been spending so much time together.
Yeah. That's what's
now like. You're like the best at everything too. What
he
about
plays
Steven?
Guitar. He plays guitar. He plays in a blues band.
I know. Are you gonna, first of all, you've got your DJing career. Mm-hmm. Are we still gonna stay with that, or are you transitioning now into?
No, I got gigs lined up. I got gigs lined up, man.
Where are you gigging?
When I go to Phoenix at the end of February.
Yeah.
I'm doing the shows, and then I'm setting up a DJ gig for Phoenix.
It's a great idea.
Actually, it's over in Tempe, I think.
Tempe?
Tempe, yeah.
Is that how they say it?
Yeah.
Tempe?
Yeah.
It's Tempe.
No, it's Tempe.
It's not Tempe.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Is this like that Jimmy Johnson video?
What?
What's his name, Jimmy John?
Jimmy
Are you
Johnson?
Lying to me?
No.
You're not lying to me?
No.
It's not Tempe. It's Tempe.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Tempe. Now, come on. Don't lie to me. The Jimmy Johnson video was bad enough.
Come on, man.
What are you doing? Are you looking it up?
Tempe, also Indonesian, tempe. Tempe, also Indonesian, tempe.
Well, I prefer Tempe, Arizona. I'm going to say Tempe, you say Tempe.
No.
Tempe, Tempe.
Here's another thing it says, places that no one knows how to pronounce.
Okay.
Let's look it up. I'm looking it up.
Tempe. Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on. By the way, guys, Amazon. Shit, I forgot to say it. Would you please shop using our banner? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
If you shop on, we've been shopping on Amazon since we had the kid so that we don't have to leave the house. There's so many boxes. So many boxes. But yeah, use Amazon.
Tempe.
Tempe.
Tempe. It's not Tempe. FedEx either.
It's FedEx. Everybody knows.
God, you're making me crazy.
Tempe. Okay, come on.
All right, move it on.
So your artwork, you posted on the internet.
I posted, I have a vlog. If you guys go to my YouTube channel, it's just Tom Segura. I've posted 3 vlogs, and we're going to be posting more stuff. I'm going to be posting stuff there. We also posted a video on Your Mom's House YouTube channel, and I know we got a lot of comments like, should we expect the next one in 3 years? No. We're going to be more dedicated to it. We're going to be posting more. But in my latest vlog.
Vlog. It's so fucking.
I don't know what else to call it.
Juvenile.
My latest post. My latest video.
It's like we're 12 years old.
I know. I show you a piece of artwork that I made.
I don't think you should show people.
I got some interesting feedback.
No, I'm serious. Like, I don't. I know you posted it on Instagram, right?
No, I put it on YouTube also.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I take it down. I think people are going to question your sanity and your mental health.
Why do you say that?
It's so mentally ill. I saw it. Like, I saw it and I was like, you got to show this to your shrink because I think something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Dude.
It's like when we started dating and there were red flags and I ignored them. This is another one of those.
What are you talking about?
It's so crazy what you drew. You left this in the... Yeah, I mean, what are you
doing? I'm showing it to her right now.
What are you doing? Let me describe it to the listeners.
Okay, describe it.
So, is that you?
No.
Who is that?
It's just a man.
It's a horrible profile of a person with their tongue sticking out. And then there's 2 bales of hay. One brown, is that what that is? One pink.
They're bushes, yeah.
And then a gun with a bullet pointing to the guy's head. And then what's that up here?
That is the sun.
A black sun.
Because dark times are upon us. I mean, if you speak to an artist, you have to be willing to deal with the explanation. And that's not a gun firing a bullet.
What is it?
It's shooting a fart.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, I don't have to.
Yeah, but I'd rather know that now it makes sense. I mean, before.
Well, do you think that Dali and Picasso and Monet go, well, hear what I was trying to do here? I mean, you know, I don't feel like explaining it.
So,
I'm an artist.
This man, how come, is that a mohawk that he has?
No, it's just regular hair.
Okay. And then how come he's got, is that shit on his neck?
No, it's blood.
Okay.
Someone stabbed him in the neck right before the painting took place.
You left this in the condo?
Yeah.
Did you sign it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You think I'm going to get in trouble?
No, I think someone's going to report you.
As being what?
To the mental
best
health.
Artist of the year?
Look, can I read some of the comments?
Sure.
Nate B503 writes, what the fuck? You're a regular Pablo Picasso.
Uh-huh.
You are the king of painting. Is there anything you can't do?
No. Anything else?
This is horrible. Poop bullets, nice. This is terrible.
It's not terrible.
It's a horrible, horrible. Oh, okay, hold on. Almost as remarkable as your many accents.
You know what?
Was this painted with your pubes?
It's not nice. I don't appreciate any of those comments, guys.
I don't know. I mean, are you going to continue painting, or is this a one-time?
I don't know. I was thinking about kind of investing in some canvases. And
are you going to turn the nursery into your painting studio?
Yeah. You know what I also wanted to do? I wanted to get our friend Shauna to maybe give me her opinion on it, as opposed to all these fucking novices that don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, well, funny you should mention, we're Skyping on Wednesday for That's Deep, Bro. Maybe I'll show her your artwork and get a professional's opinion
That's
on it.
That's what I'd like.
Okay.
Because in my opinion, I'm just going to go out here and say it now, I think Shauna's going to be blown away.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to eat your words when she hears it and goes, oh, this is some of the best new art I've seen.
What's her Instagram account so people can come and see this monstrosity?
It's Segura Tom. Because a 16-year-old British boy named Tom Segura took Tom Segura.
I think it does kind of worry me, honestly, when you showed it to me. I did kind of go, like, inside a little. And then I realized we have a kid together and I can't leave you now.
You can, but I don't think you should.
I want to.
Babe.
What?
The fuck, man? You know,
it's definitely mentally ill.
A lot of people were blown away. On our Your Mom's House YouTube site, we put a video up called Master of Accents, where I kind of show off a little bit all the different stuff I can do as far as accents. A lot of people were blown away. You know, you can see it in the comments that they've never seen anybody with that skill. But a few people were rude and said that I remind them, I have the same ability to do accents that Shane Lee does to do songs.
That's accurate, actually.
A little bit hot for him there.
Yeah. A little bit. That's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That's when he was doing Mariah.
I miss him.
When he did Mariah. And remember when he did Diamonds and Pearls?
Of course. Dear to the...
Yeah, maybe my computer is acting up on me.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. We lost a lot of listeners that episode. The next episode.
There it is. There's the smoke alarm.
Smoke alarm.
Yeah. Chirp.
Jesus.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So,
Why, I didn't realize you're so multi-talented. I mean, brilliant stand-up comedian, DJ, and now painter. It's pretty amazing.
The thing is, you might not know this or believe this looking at that painting. I'd never painted before.
Oh, wow.
You know? I just picked up a brush and then
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
That is the worst painting I've ever seen in my whole life.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I think like a retarded kid would do better than
that. Why would you say that?
I think our dog could do better than that.
What is wrong with you?
Fief can paint a better painting.
That's so cruel.
I'm gonna let Fifo paint something and we'll compare it.
All right.
Or Bitsy. Bitsy's dumb
as shit.
If you're
done being the meanest person ever, why do you think it's such shit?
It's so terrible. Whenever you draw me,
yeah.
Remember when we used to draw each other like on airplanes and stuff?
Oh, yours, yeah.
And you draw me the same way with a big hook nose and then my mouth open and my tongue sticking out.
But that's an accurate. You want me to draw you right now?
I'd like that. Yeah.
I'll draw you.
Okay.
I brought a hammer.
Listening.
You know why I brought a hammer? To finally hang things up in here.
All right. It's only been how long since we lived here now?
Who knows?
Are you gonna draw?
I'm gonna draw, but we can just keep talking. Go ahead. God. What? I'm just gonna draw you.
But do you want to see my profile as you draw?
I can see it. Oh yeah. Okay, I see it.
Okay. Make sure it looks accurate. Okay. So here we go. We're gonna get coverage now of you drawing. God, is there anything more boring for a listener to hear you draw something?
Well, Jesus, we can keep talking. That's what Christ. My whole point was. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I
okay.
We'll put this online
and you can okay.
See, we can see how
can we talk about the opening clip? I don't think we addressed that yet.
Oh, we really have to get into that for sure.
That was a nice one. Who sent you that?
I'm not sure. It was a listener though. But anyways.
Was it just to you like a porno
in
clip?
2 seconds I was able to bang out a drawing of you.
Yeah, that's the drawing you always do of me. That's the one you that's not who I am. Wait, hold on. Let me see. Like, does it look like this?
There you go. I just nailed it. I got your teeth down perfectly. I got everything.
Okay.
I did a great job.
Can I draw you now?
Sure.
Give it to me.
Now,
the listeners have to see this, so make sure we post this.
I know.
Hey, Hitler.
Bitch. First of all, niggas, y'all need to learn how to eat motherfucking pussy.
Oh, my God.
But this is kind of true. I mean, I think what she's saying hits you because of the way she says it. But is she wrong about it, about eating pussy like that?
Well, the whole doesn't matter. She's right about
that. So that's
that.
What I'm saying. So she actually said something, you know, very accurate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no one cares about the whole.
But how many people make that mistake? Right?
Here's you. Do you want to see? Can you see what that is?
Yeah, that's really cool, babe.
It's accurate, right?
Yes.
What do you think?
It's rude as shit.
I got your beard. I got the color in your beard.
You just drew a butthole.
Yeah. But I got your mouth. There's your mouth, babe. Right there and hair around it.
Man, you hate me. You're going to leave
I
me.
I love you. I love you.
You're going to leave me soon. I can feel it.
With our newborn?
Yeah.
No. Who's going to fucking father me and the bastard child?
Father you?
Father the kid.
This guy?
No, I need you now. I need you to do things like take out the trash. Well, let me hear it again.
Hey, Hitler.
Somebody wrote in, I hate to ruin your day, but I think she was a victim of sexual abuse.
Why would that ruin our day? It's perfect.
Yeah.
Now, hey, Hiller.
Let's go back to some sexy talk.
So, okay.
So she's right. She's saying guys need to, they're going for the hole when they leave.
Yeah, it. Nobody cares.
But you're a lady, so you can come. You can you're comment.
I ain't worried about why bitches be taking your bitch on the cool because, bitch, y'all don't know how to eat pussy, bitch. You get down there and you think that if you lick the little hole and stuff, like you serve the purpose, bitch. Let me tell you one fucking thing. When you're eating pussy, bitch, the hole is so motherfucking irrelevant, bitch. You don't have no motherfucking idea, bitch. It's fucking irrelevant. Stop licking the hole. Sure. Move on with your life. Do something else. If you want to lick a hole, bitch, lick the asshole, bitch.
Now, what do you think of that?
I like to move on with your life. She's right about that.
How many times have you been there, spread eagle, and someone's going for the hole? And you're like,
how many times?
Yeah, where you're like, I mean, are you like rolling your eyes like, come on?
That's like asking you, how many paintings have you done?
One.
I thought you're a prolific artist.
It just gets natural.
That's like how many times have you been to Ibiza spinning?
Probably a few hundred. Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Yeah. Tempe.
Tempe. No, I mean, look, it happens a lot. It's more as I was younger. Yeah, you don't just lick the hole. I wouldn't let you do.
You wouldn't let me. So my instincts are wrong?
No, if you did that, I would not let you. I'd be like, could you stop licking the hole? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But then there's some girl listening who's like, I love having my hole licked. So I don't know.
That's true. That's true. But most probably don't. Most are probably like, no, there's a spot that feels really good. Maybe you could spend more time there.
Yeah, I mean, the way our anatomy is set up, that would be logical that a dude would go for that as opposed to...
And what about this young lady's advice that if you're going to lick a hole, might as well lick the asshole?
That's personal preference, again.
That's something that I can identify with her on.
What, you getting your asshole licked?
Well, I sure wish somebody would.
Stop licking the hole. Move on with your life. Do something else. If you want to lick a hole, bitch, lick the asshole, bitch. I promise you, the asshole going to do more than the motherfucking pusshole. Just stop doing that.
Move on with your life.
So
anyway, bitch, niggas.
Bitch.
When you seen a motherfucking pussy, bitch, there is something called a motherfucking clit.
Jesus
what
Christ.
You do is you open that bitch for the right. To the size of the state of motherfucking Texas, bitch. You fucking dissect that bitch. Bitch, you just open it. You fucking open that bitch. And bitch, you in the click, the peritone, y'all become one. Bitch, you become one. When you become one, bitch, you study it. You study that bitch, then you look at it. As soon as you feel like y'all been came one, y'all got eye to eye, bitch, you go in for the win, bitch. You go in. Then when you get like on the click and shit, bitch, you, bitch, suck that click so motherfucking courageous, nigga. Suck that motherfucking click so motherfucking good, bitch, till your dick get hard. That's when you know you need
work?
The pussy right, bitch. When you-
I hear background noise, like she's kind of trying to talk low.
She's a doctor. She's got a stethoscope on, yeah.
She's waiting to go into surgery.
Yeah. No, she looks like she's laying in bed, but there is a lot of background.
Yeah,
noise.
It sounds like there's people and she's trying to
maybe
be cool.
She's sleeping at a shelter. I don't know.
Move on with your life.
But she is, I think she's doing God's work in a way.
Yeah.
Because.
Her and the vegan vagina guy.
Well, but I mean, how many people need advice on this?
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
I mean, guys I know would like to give out blowjob notes a lot.
What's your notes?
Don't go anywhere near the head or the tip. Just lick the middle of the penis. Just lick it like around the outside.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the shaft.
Yeah, but that's for you though. But what
no,
if some
I'm making
guys...
that up. What are you talking about?
Oh.
That's the worst advice you could ever give somebody. No. Who the fuck wants just the middle of
I
the
don't
penis?
Know. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
No. I mean, blowjobs, I don't know. People like them. I guess they like them different, but pretty much the same. They want everything, you know, you focus on and near the head, okay? Just below the head.
God, I hope our kid listens to this one day.
Well, he's going to be getting blowjobs soon.
That's true.
Soon. Dry, real dry. Guys like
dry
blowjobs.
Yeah. And hand jobs, too. Right?
Yeah.
Dry.
Blowjobs.
You know what girls
and
like?
And slow and always never pick up the pace.
Girls like when you just shove in a lot of fingers at once.
Dry
fingers, as many as you can. As quickly as you can.
Remember that Chewy Bravo porno? When he did a porno?
Yeah,
trying
to forget it.
He shoved his little sausage fingers in that girl pretty hard.
You eating a motherfucking pussy right, bitch, and your dick get on hard, you ready to stick that motherfucking dick in. Bitch, you need your motherfucking business, bitch. Bitch, don't text me. I'm in the middle of fucking shit. Bitches is rude. But anyway, bitch, when you feel like your dick is that strong, bitch, and it's ready, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch, you was eating a motherfucking pussy right. And when you see that bitch get the body get the trembling and shit and eyes get the rolling back and that bitch trying to talk and she like, bitch, you ain't got the motherfucking business clear. Now, let me let you know something. You know, fingers, they not really that important, too. But if you want to get a little frisky every now and then and stick your little finger in there, don't stop sucking the clit, bitch. Keep your motherfucking mouth on the clit, bitch. That's what's important, bitch. That's going to get you to the next level.
She says click, I think, sounds like.
Click. Yeah, she says bitch. One or two times. I think maybe the problem is that guys can't find this part. You know what I mean?
They're looking for the click.
They can't find the click.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine it's hard to.
The click's there.
How do you know where the click is?
You got to move stuff around. I mean, put it, it's not near the asshole.
It's not, no.
So the other end of it, and you got to move some stuff around. You know, you probably got to get a pair of clippers and trim some stuff down.
Okay.
And you got to spread some things around. And then you find the click.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Stupid.
That's how it works.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What do you got?
Well, I think we should talk about how...
What?
You know, the kitchen deodorant, by the way?
Yeah.
Just, you know, every time I use it, it has one of your fucking armpit hairs on it. Every time I open it up, it's got a Tommy Buns hair. Yeah. But you know what? I'm so tired these days, I just go ahead and whoosh, wipe it right on. I don't even care.
Well, the kitchen deodorant is mine, so...
It's not yours.
Yeah.
It's our kitchen deodorant, and it's our socks, too.
I spent $150 on socks last week just trying to make sure that I get to keep some.
I know. I love it. And I use it. I love them. I use them all. I'm wearing yours right now.
Are you?
Black ones. Yeah. Look.
Man, you're the worst.
No, they're good. How else am I supposed to have socks?
Why don't you get your own sock drawer and your own socks?
Because we don't have that kind of space. We're not wealthy people. We can't afford that. Can we please talk about the power strip situation?
This actually really made me laugh. So for 3 years, we've been living in our current place, yeah. A little over 3 years.
Yeah.
And the way that the room is set up, my side of the bed has outlets on it and your side does not. For a while, you also didn't have a nightstand.
No.
And then one day we bought one, we put a nightstand there.
For years, I didn't have a nightstand. For about this whole time, yeah. We just got the nightstand about 4 months ago when I was preggers and needed to eat Tums all the time.
So then, a couple days
so
ago,
stupid.
You go, I'd like to have like a lamp on my side so if I get up to feed him at night, you know, I can see.
Yeah.
And you're like, but there's just nothing we can do because there's no outlets on my side.
So you know what I did though? I brought in an emergency lamp that we have for earthquakes, and it's battery operated. And I put that by the bed, but that
sucks.
And you
go, there's just nothing I can do. And I said, well, I mean, we could just get like a power strip with a long cord, like you could plug in there. And you go, oh, yeah, let's get one. And then I said, do you realize that we waited 3 fucking years to solve this? Like it was... Like, for 3 years, we went, there's just no fucking outlets.
Then we don't know what to do.
And then one day, I was just like, a long cord could solve that. And then we bought it. And we were like, oh, we solved this after 3 years.
3 years. I haven't had electricity on my side of the bed.
It's like,
I haven't
it's
had
like me drinking green smoothies for 3 years and realizing that they made me shit. Guess what? I have to shit really bad again.
Are you serious?
Yeah. To the point where we're going to have to stop this now. We have to stop this.
Okay.
I have to shit really bad. We're 40 minutes into the show. I got to shit. All right, we're back.
Oh my well, God.
It was horrible.
Can you describe it?
Well, there's less in me because, you know, I kind of got a lot out of me.
Yeah.
But.
And did you have cramping before you shit? Like, did it hurt?
It was rumbling and you know, I was trying to see if I could basically hold it.
Right.
No.
No. But it didn't hurt coming out.
No, it didn't hurt coming out, but it was really not nice.
Because when I have diarrhea, I get like really painful cramps, cramps, you know?
Yeah.
And then I shit. Like it fucking hurts. Did it hurt your culo?
It hurt a little more this one. There's a little more sting to it this time.
Hotter.
Yeah, it was hotter and wasn't, you know, it wasn't nice. It wasn't a nice
story. And how was the cleanup?
It was, you know, it was sloppy. It was bad. I mean, it took a minute.
Don't you wonder how couples who hide bowel movements from each other would deal with a moment like this?
Yeah, always.
Like, how do you pretend like it's not happening?
One of them goes, "I'm not feeling well." And then they go to the other side of the house, you know?
Yeah, my tummy hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's code, right?
Well, my asshole's a mess, is what I would say.
Yeah, your asshole's in shambles. And you still want me to lick it today?
Well, like, if we were doing that today, I would say, you know, let me hop in the shower real quick first to be nice.
Thanks.
But that's cool. That's what cool couples do to each other. You don't think so?
Well, come on.
Lick my ass. Lick my ass. Yeah. Lick it.
Oh, I miss him.
You miss him?
I miss Rocco. Is he retired from the game?
He is. He's teaching now.
Oh, good. Good for him.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the side table story. So for 3 years now, almost, I... Is that your shit, Kate?
Yeah.
I've been living without a nightstand. Like, I have nowhere to put my books or my iPad or anything.
Yeah, you just didn't.
We finally got me a nightstand. It's because my side of the bed is close to a door that goes into
laundry room.
So we just thought there's no way for me to have anything on the side of the bed.
True.
Until we found like a small night table, and now the power strip's going to change everything.
3 years we went without power on that side just because it's we never thought of cords.
So stupid. And this nanny that's working with us, she goes, you know, you guys should have like a laundry basket. She goes, for the dirty laundry and then one for the clean stuff to be put in. And my mind blew. It was like, wait, what?
I know.
You can do that? You can have two laundry baskets? We're not millionaires.
You know what that reminds me of, though, is when you ever read something where you're like, so oh, yeah.
Right.
But it's something that is almost common knowledge. It's like the Four Agreements.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do your best. But he puts it in terms, you're like, I should do my best.
Right.
It's like obvious stuff. Yeah. You know? It's obvious.
It's like that day you showed me that Fage yogurt.
Yeah.
How you can just fold over the thing and all the toppings go in there. I had no idea for years.
Do you know what happened? One time I was on I asked for a portable DVD player, right? For a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Someone in my family got it. I think my mom got it or somebody got it for me. So I'm on a flight with Rogan and I pull out my portable DVD player. I put it on the table that you eat on.
Mm-hmm.
Put a DVD in. And he just kind of looks at it and he's like, what do you got there? And I go, portable DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
I watch movies. And he goes, can't you just put DVDs in your laptop? And I go, yeah. I can. And he goes, all right.
Right.
And then we got off that flight and I was like,
you're the biggest idiot.
I can't put it in my laptop. And I didn't think about that. So I was traveling with a laptop and a portable DVD player.
Two times the electronics.
Taking up so much fucking space, too.
I remember that DVD player.
We still have it.
It's heavy. It's like a brick.
I ended up plugging it into the television.
I know. It's heavy.
It's really heavy.
It's not really that, quote, portable.
It's like putting two laptops in your backpack. And I go, with this one, I play DVDs on, and then the other one, I can do it also, but I don't. That's what I did. Like a fucking idiot. And he just went like...
Hmm. Yeah, Joe's smart, too.
Yeah, he was like, I know. Wow, this guy's not that bright.
Yeah. Well, that's how we roll in our house.
Oh, we could put it in a plug with a cord, and then you can plug stuff in, too. Jesus.
Or the best of them It's like even in our living room, I don't like the lighting, like the built-in lighting.
Yeah.
We just broke down and bought a lamp, like a floor lamp yesterday.
Yeah.
Like maybe we should just get a floor lamp and we can make it light however we like it.
There's no light in there. Once the sun starts to dip, that room becomes a cave.
I know. Yeah. That's so stupid. But you know, you and I aren't wired for practical things. When you write shit jokes for a living.
Oh,
I know.
You know what I was thinking too about my shits right now?
Yeah.
We're also ignoring the fact that I'm taking antibiotics, prescription cough medicine, a mucus thinning, Mucinex DM pill. Yeah. Like I'm saying I have all that in my stomach as well.
Could be that.
Of course. That on top of the fact that when I wake up, I've been laying on my back and probably just draining this shit into my stomach for the last 10 hours.
But that wouldn't give you explosive diarrhea.
It has, for sure.
Well, it doesn't do, yeah.
Of course.
All right. I still think it's the powder. I'm saying it is.
It's a combination of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah, I'm sorry, James. Oh, and fat burger. Yeah, fat burger.
No cheese, no relish.
I know. Well, I said no cheese. I mean, no relish and cheese. Add cheese.
No, I'm saying that it wasn't that rich. Yeah. It was kind of, I don't
like the relish either on that fat burger. I'm glad we did away with that. I never kind of did.
Mm. You texted me to push harder?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Well, you texted me while you were shitting. What did you say?
I just said, I think I texted you. Let me see. I said, wow, bad in here.
Mm-hmm.
You said, really? That's weird. Push harder. That's not cool.
Well, I want to get home. I want to take a nap. I'm tired.
This episode, we've featured very strong black women already.
Bitch, so if you want to stick your finger in there every now and then and do a little you know, it's okay. It's okay. But never not suck the click. It's fucking important. Bitch, stop texting me. It's fucking important. It's so important. So
the click.
She does say click.
And there's another woman, a strong black woman that I love, who's not talking about her click. Name Ann Wolf. We've played her on the show before. She's a boxing trainer.
I like this lady.
Oh, she's amazing. They interviewed her at a fight. Kirkland fought, I don't know who. Anyways, it was like a post fight interview. And there's just a couple of clips of her saying just amazing shit. Okay, here she is.
I mean, if fans and butts was candy chairs and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, but it ain't.
If ands and butts was candy cherry and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, but it
wow.
ain't.
Wow. Did she make that up?
I never heard it before.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, if ands and butts was candy chairs and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, but it ain't.
Wow. Fantastic.
That's a great saying.
Got it. I don't even know what it means.
I guess it.
That means like if excuses were
candy.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're Merry saying, Christmas.
Because the guy was probably like, well, if this had happened, he's like, yeah, well, if ands and butts was candy cherries and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
I've never heard that before and I like it.
It's really good.
Mm.
The fighter is in there and the fighter does do all the fighting. But it is crucial that you have a good team behind you. You have to. You have to have somebody in there that's going to make you do what you don't want to do. I make James do what he don't want to do.
See, James was her fighter, and he fired her.
Hmm.
He decided to go in another direction. And after he got rid of her, he's been losing fights.
Hmm.
So she's basically saying, I work him so hard. Well, I'll let her explain.
I make him uncomfortable. I make him feel like dog shit on a stick. And that's what has to happen. Because if that don't happen, you have to be prepared to fight. You got to be prepared to lose your nuts. And everybody say, oh, well, she talks shit to him or this or that. But when you're going out to fight, would you rather to be on your motherfucking back or would you rather me talk shit and make you run and get your ass whooped in the gym? Or would you rather get fucked up in the ring? You have two choices. I mean, I came out here hoping that James was going to be victorious, but unfortunately he wasn't.
That's why I love this personality in the world of sports. I love sports figures that shoot it straight 100% of the time. There's no bullshitting with her.
Yeah.
She's completely honest, and she tells you, you know, people like her are successful in what they do because of their approach,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard line, but it works.
Yeah, I like it. That's why I liked Rex Ryan. Yeah. He always talks shit.
Yeah.
I think because for some reason in sports, people are programmed to not be honest. Yeah. So they lose a game and they're like, well, we didn't do as good as we could have done. And you're like, motherfucker, just say what you really mean.
Yeah.
Which is so-and-so fucked up. I fucked up here. Right?
Yeah.
It'd be so much more interesting.
When your mind is set to fight, either you're going to fight or you're not going to fight. It ain't no fucking, you think a slave didn't want to pick cotton was like, okay, I'm not going to pick cotton. No, hell no. You got to be ready. You got to say, okay, I'm going to go through that goddamn grind and go through all this hell and high water.
That's quite the analogy.
Yeah, I don't know about the slave analogy, but.
And finally, they ask her, I think, how she grades the team that did train him for this fight.
And last question, what do you know about his team and what was your overall, you know, if you were to grade them, per se, what would you grade them as their team?
I don't know nothing about his team, but I give them a motherfucking F is what I give them, a F. You know why? Because once I would have knew that I couldn't control James, I would have walked away. You had a lot of coaches, a lot of good coaches that walked away. Because guess what? I don't give a damn who comes to my gym. If you're not going to do what I tell you to do, then goodbye. I'm leaving. Because I would rather leave now than to walk out of here like that.
I like her.
I like her a lot.
Could she train me?
You would cry so much.
I know. I like her.
Spend a few moments with her. I don't think she would train you, but I think this woman would train you.
But you wonder why bitches, like, be taking your bitches on the cool. Because bitches know how to eat pussy. When I tell you bitches can eat pussy, I'm one of them bitches, bitch. Bitch, I will take your bitch. Yeah, I can give her back. I can give her back, bitch. But
what?
Bitch, I take her. I'm just trying to let you know that when eating the pussy, the whole does not matter.
I got it. Wait, I thought brothers don't like to go down.
That's some nonsense.
No, I thought that's true. Black guys don't eat the pussy.
No, that's not totally true, man. I think that was more like a bravado thing that started happening in, you know, hip hop 20 years ago in like gangster rap. Like, nah, I don't eat the pussy. I just get my dick sucked, you know.
Oh, right.
It's all about taking care of me, but it's not really true.
Yeah, that's silly.
You know.
Oh, yeah,
got
my pussy talking to you now.
So dumb. So can we do a dental update, please?
Oh, sure. I didn't realize. Okay.
I love it so much, this stupid music. So I have some news. I went to floss. Not proud of this for the first time in like a few days.
Yes.
And it was, I got blood on the floss.
Wow. That means you're not flossing enough.
I know. I'm getting mom mouth. It's the beginning of mom mouth.
Wow.
Do moms have mom mouth?
Absolutely.
Fuck.
Because I know you have that thing where your enamel's eroding.
That's not my thing. That was from the Real Plastic Surgeons of Beverly Hills on Netflix. There's a girl that ate so much candy.
And drank soda
and lemon candies and jawbreakers.
She had enamel erosion.
Yeah. It was so creepy. It looked all translucent and yellow.
It's really gross.
But I'm wondering how long before I can get my old flossing back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How long before there's no blood on the floss? I'm so upset.
It just takes a few days.
You think so?
I've done it before. I'm saying I've gone long without flossing. You floss, you see blood. Couple days later, they build up a resistance.
Okay,
it's because they're too tender.
I know that's why, because I've been neglecting my gums.
Do it today twice. Do it tomorrow,
and I'll be back.
And I'll be back.
Well, because I have a cleaning scheduled for February, like the second week.
You gotta get on it.
I'm so afraid of her judging me, the cleaning lady. You know how she judges? She'll be like, these back teeth are a little dirty. You need to get your back teeth worn. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. You get them. That's why I'm here.
Well.
You clean them. How are your teeth?
They're all right, man. They're not great. I flossed yesterday. I mean, I've been flossing, but not every day. You always feel gross even brushing when you're sick. So since I'm sick,
yeah,
even when you brush your teeth, you feel like, I don't know, it almost feels like you're spreading your sickness or something.
God. And I gotta tell you what, our toothbrushes are too similar in color, and I know you're colorblind, and yeah, I'm convinced you're using my toothbrush.
No, I do it all the time. I do it when I'm healthy.
God. Which one's yours? Quick.
Mine's the gray one.
There's no gray one.
Green one.
That's the one I'm using.
That's what I'm using.
The green blue one?
Yeah.
No, that one's mine.
That one's mine.
No, dude. I'm being serious.
Yours is a red one.
There's no red, motherfucker. There's turquoise.
Yeah.
And then like a blue.
Okay.
Yours is a dark blue.
Oh, okay. I'll start using that one.
No.
I'll start using that one.
God, I hate your sickness. I just hate that it's around our kid.
Thank you.
Dreading having a sick baby to take care of now.
Appreciate you. I appreciate you. I just got this update while I was taking a shit, by the way, on my phone.
Yeah.
February 6th, when I'm in Salt Lake City, both shows that night sold out. So we added a third show.
Okay.
So I'm letting our listeners know, if you didn't get on your Shart Lake Titty tickets, to get to the late show, the 11:30 show.
Okay.
Squad.
Stupid. That's so dumb. What the fuck does that mean?
What do you mean?
Squad. What is that? What are the kids saying that for?
What are you talking about?
Bow, 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 bow.
So, I found this great interview they did with Chuck Norris, where he's breathing heavily, and check it out. He says,
if I get in close in here, what I'll do, let me turn you around, Mac. If I get in close, then I'll grab here, spin around, and then choke him unconscious right here.
Uh-huh.
I use a lot of my jiu-jitsu techniques on this fellow here. There's my favorite one. Everyone will relate to that. If they've seen MMA, that's one of the more common ones they use in the octagon.
Okay. So he's still doing his thing. Then I really like that he mentions this. Check this out.
Well, you know, interesting. Joe Rogan, who is the commentator on the UFC, he started the martial arts because he watched my movies. And he watched my techniques and my movies. And so that's what encouraged him to become a martial artist. Joe has been doing jiu-jitsu. Well, I've been doing jiu-jitsu now for over 20 years, and I think he's been doing it for probably 10 to 15.
Doesn't that remind you of somebody else who inspires people?
Well, actually, I started studying karate at a very young age. I sort of lied about my age and got a job washing dishes at a restaurant. I think it was called the Wagon Wheel or something like that.
Yeah.
And there was a cook there. Because back then in America, you didn't really have dojos around. You didn't have people teaching kung fu and Korean arts and Chinese and Japanese. So you just didn't have it. They were all sort of underground or quietly teaching. And one of the cooks there was a guy called Sakamoto Sensei.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Why do I feel like we're inside of his mouth when he talks? Just.
Yeah. Yeah.
So gross.
Somebody.
Sakamoto.
By the way, all the emails coming in say, hi, Hitler.
Hi, Hitler.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
That clip, I had that in my head, like on a loop for the last few days. Hi, Hitler.
Hi, Hitler.
Do you know that I don't even know what the rest of the video is about, and I don't care. I just like the hi, Hitler.
I know, me too.
I don't even know what she's talking about. Hi, Hitler.
Nicola sent us an email. Hey, I found your podcast recently. A buddy of mine told me about it, and it's awesome. I'm a big fan. Anyhow, I'm browsing through the podcast, making up for all the episodes I missed, and I hear you mention Seagal visiting Serbia. It was hilarious, so I had to write you an update. Nobody here has a clue what the point of his visit is. The thing is, we have the most retarded and incompetent politicians ever in power right now. And they probably see some point to it in their cretin minds. So Seagal didn't just meet with the president and the prime minister. He actually became a citizen of the Republic of Serbia and got his little passport. He visited our weapons factories and is building a Buddhist temple in one of the outskirts of Belgrade. Oh, and he played a concert for New Year's Eve in the center of Belgrade. It is so idiotic. He's training our special forces. I think you mentioned that.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to believe things that are happening here now. It's complete lunacy. And that the last celebrity that got the same reception as Seagal a few years ago will make you very happy. It was Gerard Depardieu.
You're kidding.
It's hilarious and sad at the same time.
Aww.
Here's a news report even of when Seagal visited from there. Keep up the awesome work. Much love from Belgrade, Nikola. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wait a minute. So now he's got the citizenship, Serbian citizenship.
Well, I'll let him explain. Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing with his life?
I think it's because his celebrity has probably, you know what he's doing? He's doing like the Michael Jackson tour.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, after Thriller, when he did like I'm Bad, and people kind of started to go like, you're kind of whack. Like when cool Americans decided he wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Then they all go to the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
Well, David Hasselhoff did that with Germany.
Exactly.
No, people are like, what?
And these guys, like, no one here wants to see Seagal do anything.
Yeah.
Nobody.
But in Belgrade, it's like,
they're probably
holy
like,
shit,
oh, that's the guy from the movies.
Famous.
What happened to him? Did he fucking get stung by 1,000 fucking wasps or something? Because he looks a lot bigger. But yeah, that's the guy.
It's kind of like,
and he has his jet black hair.
I know, he's crazy. It's kind of like when I was on Road Rules in the 90s, and when I was in LA, I wasn't famous. But if you go to like some small town, you're like, you're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
They pay you to hang out in bars.
Did like, they, is that
small
you did?
Small towns. Yeah.
So you went to bars?
Not one time. I did one. And I was like, this is horrible.
Jacking dicks at the bar?
Oh, jacking dicks, sucking dicks, putting dicks in my ass, you know.
Whoa, really? Babe,
what?
That's so disrespectful.
So many dicks, Jack.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, he's Belgrade. Isn't it Belgrade? Belgrade famous.
Yeah. Do you remember this guy that you met when you were on your bar tour? He blew out our system. Holy shit. I have to actually, like, I gotta. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Oh, that was our system that blew out? I thought it was the audio recording itself.
No, that was. This guy came so hard when you jacked his dick at that bar.
In 1998?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Jeez, that was
Come on. A little theatrical.
A little.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you, all I can think of now is our son growing up and being this much of a fucking loser.
Of this guy?
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine what a waste of life that is? Some guy
bad.
Jerking his dick on the internet like that?
Yeah, these solo jerk jobs. Jesus, man.
What's wrong with
you're
you?
Setting up your webcam to watch you spill it on your stomach. You're so fucking crazy. You really, that's the definition of a fucking zilch.
Zero.
Yeah. What are you doing? I just point my webcam at myself and I jerk off on my stomach.
Okay. Yeah, you're a fucking loser. There's nothing lower than that to do on the internet.
There's a big difference between doing that and doing that with a camera, okay? Because we all do it. But when you record it
and broadcast it all over the world, that is the low. Wait, let's really think about this. Of all the things you can do on the web, that's the lowest.
The view counts on that are insane.
Well, because he's screaming like an asshole.
Right, but even like it's, it has the they set, somebody sent us this one, the one that I played, this guy.
And it's so disturbing.
Underneath it, it has, you know, similar vids. It's all videos of that. And it's like hundreds of thousands or millions of views. People are like, cool, I want to watch this guy do this.
We just did.
We didn't watch it.
We're playing
it. Just audio.
Wow.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck, man?
What an asshole. Yeah, I think masturbating on the internet is the lowest. There's nothing worse.
What is this?
No, no, there is. Except when people go shopping and then show you the things they bought.
Oh, yeah.
That to me is dumber than masturbating.
My Yankee Candle.
Yeah. I did a Target run. Like, really?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is watching this?
I got this for $1. Yeah. I got this for $2.
I would rather masturbate on the internet than do that? One of those videos.
What is this?
I fuck dogs. Get over it.
Oh, this yeah. chick, yeah.
Yeah.
She does not fuck dogs.
If she did, I bet she'd be like,
gosh.
Oh my God. Maybe he blew out his own speakers.
Okay. Oh, it's his speaker. Okay.
Okay. It's so upsetting how loud Hitler. He does that. Hey, Hitler, calm down. Hitler.
Jeez, Hitler. Do you think there's Hitler porn? You know, there's like everything in porn. Probably. I haven't seen Hitler porn.
You mean look it up?
I'm sure we will be sent Hitler porn promptly. All you have to do is put it out there.
Hey, Hitler.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Let's see what's on here. Just one simple hey. Search. I went to
hey,
Pornhub. And I typed in Hitler.
Hitler porn.
And it says dumb blonde gets a Hitler cum mustache. Oh.
You know what, though? I bet that's false advertising. I bet it's not nearly as Hitlerish as they claim.
Right.
I don't think it's as Hitlerish. No.
No?
No. I question that.
That is
category.
That is foul, dude.
Hitler cum mustache?
Yeah, you don't want to see that, man. You can tell you nutted on her and he went like this.
But I bet you it doesn't look like Hitler's mustache, is what I'm saying. It's probably just a little bit of cum on her upper lip. And they're like, oh, it's a Hitler mustache.
Let's see.
I have strict standards.
There's Hitler's Last Train. I think this might be a porno. Oh, yeah, it's an old porno, it looks like.
It's a Hitler porn?
Hitler, fuck, hot blonde Memphis like a dog. Oh, that's just a guy, but he's not actually Hitler.
Duh. Did you think Hitler made porns, babe?
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm not looking for real Adolf Hitler having
no,
sex.
No, I know. Now, here's a Nazi themed thing. This guy who has an unfortunate looking face is getting tagged in all the Hitler things. I don't think I don't think he's playing Hitler in this. I think he's just the only one that looks like it might be is a 1977 porno called Hitler's Last Train. It's really old.
Troubles.
Yeah, it's
what's happening? You go have a look.
Yeah, one of those movies. They actually had like set design and stuff, you know?
Yeah, the 70s were much nicer. You film quality film. Film? Real film?
Yeah.
So is Hitler in it?
I mean,
what are you seeing
thing.
Right now? A train?
Yeah, I don't even see the sex actually in this thing.
Maybe it's not Hitler porn.
You're right.
Guys, I'm putting the call out there.
Unfortunately, it's right. You're right. I think it's not Hitler porn.
If you find some Hitler porn, please send it to us. Your mom's podcast at gmail.com.
We can't use this in our videos. But he's not saying, hey, you're Hitler.
No, I want to see a guy dressed like Hitler having sex with someone. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the dick feels good.
Okay. Babe.
Yeah.
I mean, are you doing the research or are you just playing clips now?
I forgot we're doing the show. So, yeah, I don't see it, babe. That's my answer.
Well, I just put a call out there for Hitler porn or Saddam Hussein porn or Bin Laden porn. It's got to exist.
It's got to exist.
Hey, Hitler.
Hey, that's the next shirt idea. Hey, Hitler, what do you think? Speaking of t-shirts.
Yeah, we don't have that one yet.
Why not? Why don't we do a Hey, Hitler shirt?
Man, I wanted to mention this. Right now, if you go...
For some reason, no one's buying the Hey, Hitler shirts.
If you go to TomSegura.com, in my shop, there's a brand new Devil's Driveway t-shirt from my new Netflix special, Mostly Stories. And we also have the Sup Kang is back on sale.
Oh.
So we had it, you know, it sold out last time. So we restocked and it's back on sale. The bike shirt is also there. And there is going to be a new bike shirt, hopefully next week, to accompany the special. So that is all on sale now. That's at my site, TomSegura.com.
Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler. That's pretty exciting.
Is there Downton Abbey porn? There has to be.
You keep making me look this stuff up.
I want to see that.
Okay, let me look.
Carson and Mrs. Hughes.
I think we were watching it last week, and what did I tell you? As we're watching it, I said, I bet Carson's got a thick cock on him.
You did say that.
Yeah.
But it's not like we can verify it.
We could ask around.
Does anybody know Carson from Downton Abbey?
anyone ever seen his dick?
Can someone verify it? Dick detectives? He does look like he has a big hog on him. But every time I've said that stuff in the past, you go, nuh-uh.
That's because we're the dick detectives.
Not verified.
And I'm really the one that knows them.
You know your dicks?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does his dick look like?
Hold on, I'll tell you. There's Downton Abbey porn parody. It says, Down on Abbey.
Okay, good one.
Here on. After reporting the news... Let's see. I'm trying to see if we can watch the trailer for it. This is it.
The music's spot on.
Yeah. Because that's what they do, right? They play like close to the...
The Golden Retriever jogs. Now this sounds like the Nightmare Before Christmas. Housemaids unzipping their dresses and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I want to see it. Would you watch that?
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... Said, I guess they got mad about it.
The Downton Abbey people? I wonder why.
So. Yeah.
I have to say, I'm kind of glad that Rose is gone.
Really?
I didn't really like that character. I don't like when they add in new people, like young people. Kind of how in the 80s, they'd add like new children to family sitcom shows when they felt things were getting stale.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of superfluous. Like, I like my original cast. You know, keep me up to date with what's happening with Edith and Lady Mary and all of them, but don't make me like a new character. I can't get emotionally invested in these new people.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I like when they keep it 100 with the cast.
Yeah, keep it old school. That's like, you know, like we can't add... Fucking some kid. Oh, wait, we did already.
This is a...
Good morning, Daddy.
Oh, this is it. My darling, it. Abby.
Oh, okay.
Let's bend
I
over.
I hope your shoot went well.
Why is everyone so concerned about how my shoot went?
What's happening in this scene, Tom?
Somebody in Downton Abbey is blowing somebody.
Oh.
So it's happening. You can watch this movie, Down on Abbey, on X Videos.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really neat. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can we talk about the black guy that has 12 kids now?
Oh, Tony. Yes, of course. Antonio Cromartie.
Yes.
He is the gentleman that we featured on the show who had trouble. Well, not really trouble, but, you know. He
has a million kids with a million different people.
Yeah.
And then he had a vasectomy with his wife, and then he impregnated his wife with twins after the vasectomy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was
That's crazy.
Build up.
I have my junior, which is three. My daughter, who just turned three as of yesterday. I have another son named Tyler. He turns three in December. I got another daughter that was born October 16th named London. Another daughter that was born named Leilani.
All right, this is from 2009 when he was on Hard Knocks on HBO. So he had the procedure, and then his wife found out she was pregnant and then found out it was twins.
Crazy.
And she felt so badly for him. She was in such shock that she didn't tell him for like a day or something.
A day?
She kept it from him for a minute. So now, when the twins are born, they will be children 11 and 12 for him. He pays $365,000 a year in child support to his, former...
To baby mamas.
Yeah.
I heard he got an advance, didn't he?
Well, that was when he signed... That was a while ago. But now... You know, I think this is a contract year for him. I think he's up for a new deal. Or I think actually he's going to have to take a lower salary. Sucks for him because this year is the first time he didn't have an interception in an entire season, which, you know, is a big stat for someone that plays his position. So he's probably going to have to renegotiate his contract, take less money, or risk getting cut and then trying to re-sign or whatever. But... He has a lot of kids, man. He's got a lot of fucking kids, man.
So crazy.
That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of money.
So many. Yeah, it's bad news.
And imagine, let's say he's done. Let's say he's done this year, because that happens. NFL, they're just like, you're done. He would owe, I guess, he'd have to go like to the courts to get what he has to pay out adjusted.
My God. Because
he won't have the income to pay them.
That's pretty amazing.
And that's, for the kids that aren't in his home, I think it's seven. Seven that aren't in his home, I think. Seven or eight. And it's that many kids till they're each of them is 18. You know?
Yeah. That's so fucking stupid. You really gotta be a dumb. Keep pumping out kids with all these women. What the fuck is wrong with you? You'd think after like the first four, you'd be like, whoa, I should probably wear a condom. Or maybe I shouldn't dump clips in different women. But he keeps going.
He must have thought that nobody was going to try.
It's like him drinking those green smoothies over and over. That's his green smoothie, these damn kids.
It is, I know.
And then he's got hundreds of thousands of dollars in child support.
And you know I'm going to shit again. Do you think when Antonio Cromartie is right about, you know, when he's with any of these women or his wife, and it's right at the moment of truth, he goes, You think he does or no?
Yeah, that's the problem. He likes it too much.
Oh, it feels too good.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. I hear you, man.
Damn, dude. That sucks. Working his whole life to get to these baby mamas.
I know, right?
What's fucked is that it's on a sliding scale. It's because he makes so much, you know?
Yeah.
If he worked at Burger King, it would be totally different.
Yeah, it'd be $3 to everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit that way, right?
Yeah. That was crazy.
What was that?
Something.
Some porn?
No, it wasn't porn.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anything else, Jeans?
What's up, Jeans? No, no.
Then we got to wrap it up.
Okay.
I gotta get home.
Sleep
man.
Too. I didn't fucking sleep a wink last night. Little Jeans kept my ass up all night eating. He ate so much, and then he had the most explosive shit this morning at 7 in the morning. Unbelievable.
Little tiny baby Jeans?
Yeah, he's really cute, but he can eat and shit like a champ.
Yeah, he sure can. All right, please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, tomsegura.com for tickets to my upcoming shows. Check out our store. Jeans, you want to add anything?
Shop on our Amazon, please. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Click on the banner at the bottom of the homepage when you do your shopping on Amazon, and it just helps us on the show.
Wonderful.
Listen to That's Deep, Bro. And that's it.
Yeah, you have a really good...
I love you.
Topic.
I love you.
I love you. I love you, Jeans. All right, we got to get out of here.
Okay. Bye, mommies.
Bye, mommies.
and then it clogs the toilet.
What?
And then it overflows the water, turds, the brown and the water comes up and out and everywhere.
Turds on the ground?
What?
You didn't tell me that.
Well, yeah, I thought it was implicit in my panicked call to you.
There's turds on the ground. What?
What?
Turds on the ground? There's turds on the ground.
Back up and out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.